The PGA Tour and Rocket Mortgage, the nation's largest mortgage lender, announced yesterday an extension of the title sponsorship for the Rocket Mortgage Classic through 2027. Detroit's PGA Tour event will continue to benefit local residents through its commitment to bridging the digital divide in the community. That's why one of the reasons, whether you like golf or don't pay attention at all, it does matter. It's a very big deal. And the guy behind all of that, besides, of course, Dan Gilbert with his vision and Jay Farner, is Jason Langwell, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Congratulations, Jason. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul W. Thank you. Appreciate that.
And what a great show you put on. I mean, getting the guys, part of the victorious Ryder Cup team, to be there the day after for this press conference, that's a big deal.
Yeah, no, it was. Thanks. I had the pleasure of, as you said, being at the historic Detroit Golf Club yesterday with a number of amazing people and guests. And, yeah, Jay Farner and Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour. And then, yeah, we had Rocket's three golf ambassadors there, Lexi Thompson, Ricky Fowler, and Bryson DeChambeau was there, which was nice of him. Yeah, he was kind of busy over the last weekend making history.
Busy making history.
Yeah, which he did. He has the greatest team ever, right? And no one's ever got to 19. But it was great to be together and have Jay announce the extension that you mentioned through 2027. We're obviously really excited about that. And as you mentioned, too, thanks to Dan Gilbert's vision for even having the event here in Detroit, where we're now going to have a chance to build upon the momentum we've created over the last 3 years. And as you said, it's exciting news, not just for fans of golf, but for fans of Detroit as well.
You know, Dan has never wavered, no matter what, from his desire to have anything and everything he can in Detroit, matter of fact. Now, knowing that this event will be right here in Detroit and at the Detroit Golf Club, as you say, the historic Detroit Golf Club, through 2027, is especially good news because it adds a level of stability. And I think that means a lot to you. You'll tell me in your own words, if you want to grow and build on such momentum, as you have already in the Rocket Mortgage Classic, started in just 2019, you always seem to be coming up with new elements to add to the tournament experience, whether it's the Area 313 Celebrity Scramble or the John Shippen. And I got to believe, frankly, Jason, that knowing you've got that stability through 2027 gives you a lot more area for creativity, if you will,
yeah,
and ways to add to the experience.
No, well, Paul W., yeah, I mean, you know, Rocket Mortgage, they have their isms, right?
Right.
That Dan and team created. And one of them that the tournament team that I lead really uses a lot is being obsessed with finding a better way. And in the Area 313 Celebrity Scramble, the John Shippen, they're two good examples of that. And now the Jay and team have extended this partnership. We're going to sit down with Casey Herbis and Mark Hollis and Trina Scott and Laura Graneman and their team and find other ways to create other impactful events and programs like that as we go forward. And it's a big deal that it's extended and gives us a really good opportunity to get creative and find ways to do first, best, only type thing. That's another mantra we use. We like to be the first to do something. When we do something, we want to be the best at doing it. Or we want to be the only ones to have done something. And that's reflective of Rocket Mortgage and their culture. It's reflective of our culture as a tournament, what we're trying to create as we look to impact the outcome here. And now we've got until 2027 to do that. But we're going to get started right away, and having that stability really provides some wind at our back to go get creative and do that.
Some of the great news, things, initiatives that have come from the Rocket Mortgage Classic, of course, the Changing the Course initiative, and you've made some great progress in just a little more than a year since it was announced. What's happened so far on that front, Jason? And what do you see coming in the next few years, especially now knowing that the Rocket Mortgage Classic will be here at least through 2027?
Yeah, it's been exciting. Josh Edmonds, Laura Graneman, their leadership through the Connect 313 initiative have been doing great things, and we're excited about that. We launched the Connecting Seniors program to distribute, I think, over 10,000 tablets and data plans to seniors in Detroit. We've got four technology hubs in partnership with Brilliant Detroit up. Launched the emergency broadband benefit campaign at our media day at Rocket Mortgage Classic this last year, you may remember. It's going to help connect people to a $50 internet subsidy monthly. And that's really with the help of our community ambassadors. We've hired community ambassadors in each of the seven districts. We've been able to make Detroit amongst the top three cities to utilize that subsidy. Over 20,000 families taking advantage so far. And a lot of data collection, right? A lot of this is figuring out where you at and where you need to go. What improvements do we need to make? So there's been a significant data collection effort underway to get a real good baseline for where we're at in the kind of digital inclusion spectrum. And that's going to help, you know, a very data-driven initiative that we have. So we're also looking at some technology help desk models and some other things like that. So really excited things. And as you said, too, that the focus is finding a way to bridge this massive divide. Those are some examples of ways that we've done it just in three short years, and a little bit of a vision into where we plan to go going forward. So a lot's been done, but a lot to be done.
Jason Langwell, Executive Director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. The big news, it's going to be here sponsored by Rocket Mortgage through 2027, at least, at our beautiful Detroit Golf Club. You know, we talk a lot, Jason, about the charitable aspect of this tournament, but a big part of what Dan Gilbert's vision included when bringing the PGA Tour to Detroit was to shine a spotlight on our great city, show people around the world the many wonderful things happening here. That's gone well, too.
It has. You're right. That was his vision. Let's put a spotlight on, you know, this city to the world, and make sure that the world gets to see what you and I and your audience already know as Detroiters, and that this is an amazing place to work and to live and to play. And so by playing RMC, by playing the Rocket Mortgage Classic, you know, we're able to give the community a chance to come together and celebrate that together in reality, right? And then at the same time, with the best players in the world here on a global TV stage, we get to show the world that. And so that's what that vision has done, you know, we've had great leadership. It's what it's taken. As I mentioned yesterday, that my best definition of leadership is those that can create a vision and turn it into a reality. And we've had so many people get behind that, not just Dan and Jay and his team, but our former mayor, Dennis Archer, who leads our volunteer workforce, working with, you know, the mayor and the city of Detroit, who've been incredible partners. Detroit Golf Club and their membership has just supported us. And so, you know, Dan's vision has given all of us a chance to come together and shine this bright spotlight on our amazing city. And now we get to do that, you know, even longer.
Very exciting. Looking forward to it. We'll have many conversations before the next time. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Paul W.